I want to tell you about a teenage girl who might be a little like you or a lot like you. Her name is Karis. When Karis was in sixth grade, she was struggling in school. Academics were difficult. Good grades didn't come easy. Karis worked really hard to succeed. When she came home from school, she'd grab a snack and start studying at the kitchen table. She even stayed up late studying. And some mornings, she'd get up early to prepare for tests. But achieving in academics continued to be a challenge. Basically, schoolwork was not her jam. But since the law says kids must attend school, she hung in there and did her best. A friend of Karis's mom encouraged her to homeschool Karis. If you're not familiar with homeschooling, it is literally exactly what it sounds like. Karis began learning at home. While some people think that means getting to bake cookies, walk the dog, and play basketball in the driveway all day, kids who are homeschooled are responsible for learning the same content as students in traditional schools. Now you know. When Karis finished her core classes each day, she was given time to develop her other interests. Karis wanted to learn how to sew, and her mom pulled out the sewing machine, showed her how it worked, and set her free to create. Karis was really creative, so her mom found someone who could give Karis drawing lessons. When she was given the opportunity to explore and discover other parts of who she was, Karis began to flourish. She was happier because she was being the girl God created her to be. And I got to see firsthand, because Karis is my daughter. You saw that coming, didn't you? Okay, yeah, so I'm a little biased. I think she's amazing. Today, Karis is married, and she's the mom to two young children. She owns her own business, photographing celebrities, weddings, family portraits, and pet snakes. She's killing it professionally. Her home is beautifully decorated in her signature style. Seriously, in any given moment, it is Instagram ready. In her free time, she really doesn't have much free time. She sews amazing clothes for her children. While there's no way I can take any credit for Karis' current awesomeness, I do think that one of the reasons she's thriving today is because she had the opportunity to figure out and embrace who she really was. I didn't want her to be a carbon copy of me. The world has plenty of people-pleasing copycats. Everyone is so interested in being the same. More than anything, I wanted for Karis to be Karis, to be comfortable in her own beautiful, glorious, unique, custom-made skin. Maybe you can relate. If schoolwork comes easily for you, maybe another area might take more effort for you. You might dread running the timed mile in gym class so much that you fake a heart attack at the bus stop in order to miss school. Or maybe when your art teacher asks everyone in class to sketch an apple, yours looks like it's been run over by an 18-wheeler. Or maybe when you had to give a 3-minute talk in front of your history class, you were so nervous that sweat was dripping from your face and hitting the floor and the guy in the front row. We've all got something, right? Something at which we don't excel and don't enjoy. Some are mildly unpleasant and others feel absolutely death-dealing. What I wanted for Karis was what I want for you as well. You might have the kind of wildly creative gifts that God gave to Karis, or like me, you might be more inclined toward academic achievement. And if we're keeping it real, you might have no idea yet what makes you...